Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 18, Chicago, recap of Episode 11. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
How you feeling, man?
You know, I got my gold cup fill. I'm feeling good.
I mean, because last week was interesting as we watched that episode last week. And before we get into the details of this week's episode, did you come out of this week feeling any better? This is the question I want to ask first.
No, this one was a little, I was less emotional this episode.
Last week was a lot of emotion. That's why
I was hot.
We got to check on each other. Everybody in the live crew, how are you feeling? You know, because last week was emotional. We know that. We can tell from the comments. How are we feeling this week?
Yeah, well, look at Nikki B. See how Nikki B's feeling. Find that comment. What she said. Nikki B said, PSA, Dr. P is a gaslighting. Just like Ike.
Yeah. We're going to get to that. Hey, something to be said. Made it to another live in a lounge full of music, but I'm tuning in. Thank you, Assumpt to be. We appreciate you. Love that. Love to see everybody getting in here too. So, by the way, Melissa says she's doing dry January, Terrell.
I got some for the both of us. This is for you. When it hits your lips, so good.
Nubia Mahogany says, disappointed in the so-called experts. Sinal says, I feel disappointed. I want the wife swap to happen already. You know, here's the thing. I don't know why we thought this was going to happen any soon. We have watched Married at First Sight drag these things out.
Yeah.
All the way to the end. And the payoff may not be what you think. I just want us to be prepared for that, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's after the reunion, this couple hooked up with this, you know what I mean? They swap after that. Who knows? They're going to like drag it out, make us think this is going to happen in episode 12. And probably now watch, episode 12 is going to be lit.
Yeah. Just because. Well, you know what? Then I'm glad we said this right now. Leah says, this episode I was crying. Anitra says, the experts did not show expertise. Absolutely right. I did not see that at all. You know, so let's just get to it, man, because, you know, it's another emotional week. It wasn't as much as last week, but still some. But we did see some advancements, especially when we talk about this couple right here, right? Carla and Juan. Juan.
You just like doing that.
Juan.
Juan.
Juan. It's like people who roll letters that don't have any reason to roll. Brr. What are you doing? Stop it. So Carla's sister visits, and apparently so did one of her friends posing as a client. Did you really believe that was a client?
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt that her client just comes to her house and she does hair there.
Which, you know, last I checked, when you had no shop to work out of, the barber came to you, not you go to their apartment.
Hey, when you get your hair done, you'll go, whatever. You got to come here. You want me to come over there? Hey, man, if you can come over here, Terrell, that'd be cool. On my way.
Okay. You got some extra stuff to sell somebody else. That's why. Next time we see Carla and Juan, they go to the Wagyu house, right? First of all, for your taste buds, because you are, you know, a culinary expert and you're very...
I'm bougie about restaurants. Just say that. Don't try to clean it up. I'm bougie about where I eat at restaurants. Yes.
And you're also adventurous. You're way more adventurous than I am.
Yes.
So... did you like the Wagyu house and the way that the food was presented?
It looked good from what I can see. I was thinking, okay, did y'all at least get steak? The Wagyu house, they're known for that. Get the steak. But yeah.
It was interesting. Here's what really impressed me about it. Because, I mean, the presentation was cool. But I was really impressed with Carla, who broke out her journal to take notes. And I almost called out for not taking any until she finally actually started writing something because I was like, she isn't taking one damn note yet.
Well, I thought it was good, you know, because he's starting to ask, you know, now she's really starting her own business. What does that look like? And she's like, I bought my notebook so I can take some notes and pick your brain. And I'm thinking, okay, I bet Juan's going to like that because I think he likes talking about what he knows. Mm-hmm. Anybody would. If you're good at something, you want to talk about it. And then she says that she wants her own salon, but no other chairs. I was like, let me stop you right there. Who does that? Not one barber I've ever heard is, I'm going to open up my own place, but I just want to have a chair to myself. Yeah. And then she also wants to have a salon with one chair and then also Pilates and then also yoga all in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
You know, the energy will be there.
Yeah, when this but is the done, universe will make it happen.
Energy shifts. Chrissy Sunshine says, yes, she can get a salon suite. You're absolutely right. Where it's just you, but it's a suite that has a bunch of different people. But then not for all the chakra stuff she wants to do after. So
yeah,
it's a little different. Then we get a chance to see what it looks like after, right? As we can do Pilates with Carla and her Pilates instructor. And first thing I notice is Wanda's having a hard time following the instructions. And from breathe in to breathe out, he was struggling.
Okay, yeah, he was struggling at first, but he wound up getting the hang of it and was good. And I thought this was great for him to go to a class and kind of get a glimpse of what her business will be. I think when she broke out the crystals and all that, I think she lost him there. Because she lost me there. I was like, oh, you're one. I'm sorry, just crystal people are weird to me.
Oh, boy, here we go.
It's one thing you have them around your house because it's decorative, but it's another thing to, like, hold it to your head and what's your superpower? All that is crazy to me. Sorry.
Okay. So what is your superpower? Because Juan is making people laugh. Carla is something. I don't know what she said because I tuned out.
If I had to say what my superpower is.
The clean version. We're still only 7 minutes in.
I am really good in difficult situations. I'm always calm. Nothing gets me rattled. Mm-hmm. You know, I make pretty good decisions. The second part of my superpower is, and this is probably why I got into recruiting, I think I can read people well and just tell when somebody's full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just talk to people and just, yeah, you crazy.
Yeah.
You're full of crap. You're good. You're good people. Yeah. What you're saying. And 9 times out of 10, I'm right.
Well, see, that's good. That's a good superpower to have, being able to read people. Has it ever failed you? Has there been kryptonite that walked in the room? And then you had to find out later the hard way. Yeah, that's the real
question. You know, like any manager, I've made a couple bad hires where I thought, hey, this was good. And then, you know, they go from sugar to crap, you know, after the first week. That's happened.
Yeah.
Once or twice in my dating life, but I knew it was a bad idea, but I just wanted to see what it was going to be like anyway.
I was about to hire somebody one time and sitting there, it's like, yep, nope, that can't happen. This is going to be the worst thing. This will be my first and last hire if that ever happened. Who was that representative? All right. Great question here from Globehopper. Why is Carla not sitting down and getting tips from that Pilates instructor? Because she does say, I want to be her when I grow up. Not in those exact words. You know, that's our way of, you know, just rephrasing it a bit, but
maybe she did. The camera crew got bored with that. They're like, yeah, let's edit that out. Like, there's nothing they're going to get from that.
Well, so. I think she means overall, like, she had no plan before. So why not sit down with the person you're looking at? I want to be like this.
I couldn't go to that place to do that workout or whatever. No. Mm-hmm. But there's a business for that, and that's great. If she winds up making it happen for herself, kudos. Mm-hmm.
So it's funny she said it about the workout, right? As we go through, there's a couple of comments here from dealing with Carla and Juan, because KWU 10 Designs says, so does Juan really work out? Look, they're different workouts, and if you don't do certain things,
right,
your muscles aren't ready for that. And you can take the man who lifts weights all the time, put him in one of these Pilates classes, and he'll struggle, right?
Yep. Yoga, struggle. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Bodybuilders, they go do a boxing class and arms about to fall off because they're not throwing punches right. You gotta know how to do certain things like that. As we go backwards, about the restaurant, Bodine says, I have to take my wife there and drop some cash. Thanks, Mavs. Apparently she saw it, was like, ooh, nice.
And let us know how it is.
That was your hint.
Yeah, let us know how it is.
Because Terrell will go try it. He'll go to Chicago just to try it. He's that kind of person that would do that. Me? Nah, I'm not doing that. When it comes down to people traveling to each other's house, Leah says, I mean, hair braiders have people go to their homes all the time or their salon suites. Yeah. Nubian Mahogany says they usually go to your house. Yeah. As opposed to you going to theirs. Right. And Sakina says, I've gone to my stylist's house. I like Carla. And I think that's why you made sure you pointed that out, because we can tell by just saying that I've gone there, but yeah.
But I mean, the camera crew wasn't at her client's house. It was at Carla's house.
Good point.
The camera crew.
Hey, do us a favor. Because you know we got to get through everybody. There's some doozies to get to. Michelle and David, got to get to them. We got to get to, of course, Em and Ike and all that nonsense. Or it's like Happy Gardener says, hello, boy, I need this tonight. Too much professionalism and intellectualism today. I feel you. And there's going to be pretty much none of that here tonight.
None of that tonight. Nope.
Pure tomfoolery.
None of that.
Hey, do us a favor. Everybody, thank you for joining the live. Shout out to the live crew. And whether you're live crew or replay gang, do us a favor. When you get to this point, hit the like button. All right? And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. As we move on to our next couple, and probably the only couple we'll get out of this whole thing, Camille and Thomas. I mean, for real, they're looking good right now, right?
Yeah, they actually are. I mean, they were the ones in the beginning we were a little shaky about, mm-hmm. but compared to the other couples, and they are doing it right. They mm-hmm. are testing all the different aspects mm-hmm. of this process. They've been intimate. They're mm-hmm. talking about all the deep stuff. They finally got over the swag and the interracial situation. So I think they're making a lot of progress here.
Hey, I told you, once she found out he was black, she was fine. You are okay. We good. To the point that Thomas gets a little teary talking about his dad, right? He gets a little teary eyed. He doesn't break out into the full, but you know, even in that moment, Camille hand on his back and just kind of give him a rub, you know, showing that support. And then talking about her teenage years and her parents separating, then divorcing, daddy coming back for a little bit to disappear again. She gets a little teary eyed, and Thomas is like, what? She is human. It's pretty much what he said, right?
Yeah, because he's never seen her cry.
Yeah.
And, you know, great, right? He's never seen her cry, but he wants to see more of that emotion and more vulnerability from her, because he's already shared quite a bit of it. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great bonding moment for the two of them.
Mm-hmm. It was. It really was. And I like that. I like the fact that he's not afraid to call it like, hey, this, I want to see more of this. And telling her that, because he really should say that, right? Because, and she knows she's got a tough exterior, right? Messy and Zesty says, why are they folding clothes on the kitchen counter? Because that, to me, was hilarious. Thomas trying to teach her, because you can see he was just like, ugh, you. Was that a burrito?
Yeah. Well,
that would be you.
She's better than me, because I'm sorry. I'm 50. I've been folding stuff the way I fold it. If it's that important to you, you fold it your way. I really think, Thomas, you fold your own clothes, let her fold her own clothes, and leave it at that. But you're not going to train me up at 50 on how to fold your shirts. Not doing that.
But why? Why not? I mean, everybody has different ways of folding towels, all that stuff.
If you're passionate about it, then you own it. If you're that passionate about how towels are folded, then you own folding towels. I'll wash them.
What is the one thing you are that way about? What's the one thing in the house that you're that way about? And don't say everything, because that could be it too. Nate.
I'm particular about my dishwasher and how the dishwasher is loaded.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm particular about how the dishwasher is loaded.
Everything has got to be a specific way. And so my
and
wife
spacing.
Would go, oh, no.
Yep. You just can't angle 20 plates on each other and just assume the water's going to get under there and get everything. There's a certain way it's supposed to happen. I'm just saying, I've just seen people do it where I'm just like, what are you doing? What? Those are all angled on top of each other. The water's not going to clean off that plate. So I'm very particular about how my dishwasher is loaded. Let me do it. And that's just it. I'll do it. I'll load my dishwasher. I'm not going to make a big deal, but I'm not going to try to train you up to do it my way in my house.
She likes to tweet, says, same, Terrell. Dina says, I hate the way Some people load the dishwasher, but I won't complain if they do it. If it's mine, I will. If it's theirs, I'm like, ooh. Like, I don't like people who load the dishwasher with dirty ass dishes. But I'm also the fool that washes my dishes and then put them in the dishwasher.
Well, you gotta do a good rinse off. I rinse them off really well. And I make sure there's no like hard food particles and then put them in the dishwasher. But mm-hmm. I think it's ridiculous to wash them, rinse them, put them in the dishwasher, and then run the dishwasher again. That's a waste of water.
No, it's not. You let them dry there. Mayan Casey says, that's why I hand wash it. Don't trust the dishwasher. I don't trust it either. I do not trust it. I know my hand washing is way better than that. That's why when I go to somebody's house and I pick up their fork and I'm like, yep, dishwasher.
No, the dishwasher, you can't by hand get the same temperature in the dishwasher that you get that totally sanitizes your dishes and your silverware. You won't get that doing it by hand. That's only
yes, you will. Yes, you
no,
will.
Not that hot. Not that temperature. Not that
no,
hot.
You don't have to get it that hot, but here's what you do. You know how to scrub that stuff off. And then you can put it in there and you let it go ahead and just dry in there. You put it on just to rinse and let it wrench off a little bit again a second time.
You run the dishwasher, the heat gets the temps, gets the germs.
It doesn't get all that stuff off, man.
It gets the germs off of it. Sanitizes it. In restaurants, that's why it's like that hot in restaurants, because it sanitizes it. There's not a cook back there in the kitchen by hand washing forks and spoons. When you go to the restaurant, it runs through a machine of really hot water with soap and that clears all the bacteria off, and thus you put it in your mouth when you're at the table. No one's sitting there like, oh, shining up every fork and spoon when you go out to eat.
Thank you. You just made me stop eating out. I appreciate that. You just saved me a crap load of money. Chocolate Sooner says add it to the list too, by the way. Oh my God. Look, Jen, stop it. Don't you do that. Talk about y'all sound like an old couple. And Bodine, look, don't you betray us over here, man. Talk about Noop. I'm with Terrell on this one. Don't you ever do that.
Right.
Get somebody else at hashtag DishwasherGate25. Let's move on before we get to some real stuff.
I see High Vibe likes to eat at Applebee's, because I'm not going to Ruth Chris and getting plastic silverware.
Or, High Vibe, do you go to the restaurant and say, hey, can I get a cup of hot water, please? Would you like a lemon? No, just the hot water. Take the utensils and dip them in there. Black people will do some strange things, boy. Jesus. All right. See, like how we get sidetracked here, man. Damn it, man. Yo,
sorry.
See, that's how this started. Thank you, Thomas and Camille. Thank you. What'd you think of the letters to their younger selves? I thought it was good when Camille went that back route first of everything else, and that men did things in the past and stopped doing it once she broke out the freak, or basically when they got her. And then you can see Thomas's face like, wait a minute, what? And then she goes, but it led me to Married at First Sight. And I got to meet this swagless brother who's blacker than I thought.
I mean, I wasn't too moved by the letters to their selves, but good for her saying, hey, you're going to go through a lot of scrubs, but you're going to meet this swagless gentleman. It's going to be five.
He looks black, but he really, You have to help him out a little bit. Until you find out. Ooh. Messi and Zesty says the letters were so general. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, when they do these, and you got to think back to when other people have done these letters. And it's been about, well, you know, you will make the cheerleading team. You know, okay, nobody cares. It gets to something in high school. That's all it is. But this one's about, I thought these were a little bit better. They were, yeah. Even though Jess Ryan says the letters are pretty basic. All right.
They were.
I must have tuned out. Yeah.
They were.
They were. They were better than some of the others. Michelle and David, man. I thought these two, and at least when David first showed up, he was telling us everything we needed to know and we thought before. Chicago is a beautiful, peaceful place. When the sun is out, the sky is blue, there are few clouds, and there's no Michelle around.
To be completely honest.
Yes. Yeah, he seems so happy. I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this guy, Ben.
Little more pep in him step in the step when he's by himself.
He was floating.
You know? Yeah, you don't feel that monkey on your back. It makes sense.
Then he has to go sit down with Dr. Pepper, and of course he arrives before Michelle does. And so Dr. Pepper's making some small talk, right? Asks what's been happening. And of course, as he explains what's been happening, Dr. Pepper, to me, made excuses for Michelle.
I think she was just making small talk. I don't think that she was fully making, because Dr. Pepper has, she sees footage. She knows what's going on. So I don't think that she's just making excuses. Just kind of like small talk until Michelle shows up.
Yeah, because Michelle shows up and then starts lying immediately. I'm like, well, you know, we've grown quite a bit. And, you know, it's been so great. You know, we did this and we've made so many great strides. And Dr. Pepper went, oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, well, remember that time we talked for 20 minutes when I got off work? Woo! That was a good time. I mean, there's like Disneyland and then talking to you for 20 minutes. So close.
Yo, that was nuts. That was nuts. I just thought it was crazy, right? But I do like what happened next, because Dr. Pepper was like, okay, let me get to the root of a lot of this. David, tell us about why you like these blonde-haired, blue-eyed white women. I mean, okay, that wasn't her direct question. Basically, what she said was, tell us about that time you went to the school and you were the darkest person there. Again, not her words, but that's what she said. Go ahead.
Yeah, he says he transferred to from a private school. No, was it from a public school to a private school where he was probably one of few people of color. Some kind. So I'm like, okay, yeah, happened to me too. Wasn't private school, but it was just public school, but it was around a lot of people with a lot less melanin. Part of the neighborhood I grew up in. It's what it is. I can relate. I don't see what that has to do with their relationship, though, to be honest. I don't see where Dr. Pepper was going with that.
Okay, well, here's the thing, because Messy and Zessie says Michelle sees Dave as a step back till she heard about private school. Like, wait a minute. Did that really just make her perk up a little bit and go, wait a minute, you went to private school? Did you notice that? Because I didn't notice that either.
Because she'd probably be like, wait, you went to private school? And still, this is where
oh, that's
what she's thinking.
You know, interesting thing is when Dr. Pepper asks, what else, Michelle, do you want to learn from David? And Michelle goes, hell, let me show you my normal side, and starts belittling David again.
Yeah, she does that so easily. And she says that he's 10 years behind her, and is mainly judging his living situation and job. But he's 10 years behind her, and he has some immaturity things that bothers her, and all this other stuff. And I'm just thinking to myself, wow, why do you gotta dump on him? But I don't agree with her. I don't agree with what she's saying about David. Because here's the deal. David said if he gets this promotion, he'll be making the same amount of money as her. Even if he made twice as much money as she did tomorrow, she's not going to like him. That's just where she's at. And then he said, I know the savings is not there, which...
Wait. Before you get to the savings... Did you see her get a little salty when he said, I could be making more than you?
More. I don't think it was salty. I think she was just like, whatever.
No, it looked like she was like, Ninja, please.
Right.
She was a little upset about that. But go ahead.
But when he said that the savings is not there, this proves her concern about his living situation. And this is what we brought up. Because everybody was giving me a hard time saying, well, Terrell, he could be saving up money. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. But he wasn't saving up money. He's not where... It'd be one thing if he has enough money that he can go buy a house tomorrow if he wanted to. He's just wouldn't blatant get married. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. He's not there yet. And he admitted it. And that was Michelle's concern. And so I get it. But even if David won the lottery, she is not interested.
She's definitely not interested. YG Hall said, I was so mad that she reduced him to, when can you buy a flat in Chicago? And yeah, when they asked that question, and I knew at that moment, Terrell was stood up in his living room and went, see, I told y'all, because he said a year or two.
I called it, year or two. And she was just like, okay, he could say tomorrow. He could have said, you know what? While you were at work today, I bought a 2,500 square foot two bedroom flat. Mm-hmm. We move in next week. she still wouldn't like him. That's the issue. David's a good dude. Mm-hmm. Michelle is not going to like him no matter what he does, no matter what he brings to the table. She's not going to like him. And so instead of just admitting that, she chooses to belittle this man on TV, which that's what bothers me. You don't like him, great. Mm-hmm. But don't try to make him look bad.
Which she's done from the beginning, and that's why she got so mad. Remember when he said that he liked her place because it was simple? And she was so offended. And like Jocelyn says, I wish David had asked her, when can you buy an apartment? I got a year or two. Because here's the thing. I don't think the question was, when can you move into one? Because when can you buy one? And he said a year or two. Not everybody has. And he's been at the house for 8 months. It's not like... And it's not like he's not paying his parents and anything, obviously not the full rent and whatnot. But you don't save up the 30, 40 grand to go buy someplace in 8 months.
I get that. But here's where Michelle's going to fire back. Oh boy. You know what? I might not be able to go buy a two-bedroom flat right now, but you know what's not going to happen? What? No one's coming to my room to do laundry.
Oh, stop it. You go again.
I'm just saying. She's going to say that. Oh, wow. David, look at this. This is the living room. And a dining room table. This is where I eat and hang out. Mm-hmm. Where do you eat and hang out in your place? Oh, yeah, your room. So they're not on the same levels. And that's totally okay to be where they're at. But she's going to belittle him as much as possible. But again, even if he could provide what she wants tomorrow, she's not interested.
Sapphire says, crazy that David has never used the word aggressive to describe Michelle. But you know, it's interesting because, Michelle can come off aggressive, but, you know, he's still attracted to her somewhat so, at least.
Do you think he's attracted to the challenge?
He's attracted to the thought of her because.
Do you think it's like Jennifer Hudson, like, and you,
I think
you're
going
to love me.
He's got bear goggles on, or maybe he just needs a, if he smokes a cigarette, he'll probably see clearly. He hasn't had a cigarette in a month, okay? His vision's gone.
He's just, David, go get you a Newport, take a lap around the house, and then come back in and see if you still want this woman.
Not what I thought you looked like. I'm sorry. So Michelle takes him shopping because, of course, she has been on him about everything from his style, everything else. Brings a friend along. I don't think that friend helped anything because the best outfit they got was the Drake when they tried to put him in that Canadian tuxedo.
Okay, Drake is an entertainer. Entertainers look good in a lot of things. NBA players show up to games wearing all kind of crazy stuff. That doesn't mean David should wear it. I wasn't a fan of the denim jacket. I was like, come on, David, don't do the denim jacket. I just don't think guys' denim jackets. Now, if you're an entertainer, it's different. Steve Harvey has some great suits. I would look crazy in one of them.
Yeah, you would.
Right. So
you look crazy in one of Steve Harvey's suits. You'd look crazy in one of Russell Westbrook's wife's capri pants that he likes to wear to the games.
I do like some of the different colors that they brought out for him. I thought that could be a good look for him, but I was like, please don't get the denim jacket. And what did he choose? The denim jacket. Why? Because Michelle liked it.
Yeah. And even though he said, well, I like this one too, not just because you're doing it. When he says, well, I'm going to go with this, she's like, I hope you're not doing it for me. Because I'm still not going to like you. And they edited that part out. I saw the rough cut.
You're still not getting any closer to this. You can wear the denim jacket the rest of the day, even on decision day. Still a no.
Yo, Nubian Mahogany says Michelle wants a Build-A-Bear. And Kendra says, all right, you're not even playing. Michelle ain't no damn fashionista. Exactly. Like, the worst thing to me was last episode where she's like, I did my hair like the day of our wedding. I'm like, girl, please undo it.
And she doesn't want a Build-A-Bear because at least you cuddle and hold a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
She don't want to do anything with that bear.
That was a black bear. Get away. Hey, do us a favor, man. If you have not already, shout out to the live crew. Shout out to Replay Gang when you do see this. Hit that like button, and if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. Because, you know, by the way, very special random conversations coming up in the next couple days. Trying to solidify the day because we were going to do Sunday night.
Right.
But I forgot I have a gala to go to, MLK gala to go to. So I'm going to see if we can reschedule and do it Saturday evening. So before you go out on and paint the town red, hopefully we'll be able to do this together on Saturday night. And I'll tell you who we're sitting down with, because it's gonna be fun.
Because you gonna tell them?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
You can it's called a tease. It's called a tease. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how. Tease. I don't know. I'm an HR guy. I don't know how all this stuff works, but I'm just like,
you walk in like, okay, the reason we're having this meeting is.
The reason we're having this meeting is. Let's get straight to the point.
In the entertainment business, we do a tease and we roll on and we come back to it later.
Got it. Right? Got it. I'm learning. I'm going to be like Carla. Let me get my notepad.
At least you'll be listening. Madison and Alan. We see Madison first, and she says after date night that Alan planned for them, he left. And then we get to see the video footage. He put his backpack on and was like, all right, yo, I'm out. And he was going to go sleep at his place. Or, as we know, Alan decided he was, I got some liquor in me. Let me go work this out with somebody who actually wants to show me some affection.
He was texting somebody, hey, big head, you up?
OMW.
Yeah, on my way.
Let me drop this girl off. I'm on my way.
I mean, Alan tried to say that he wanted to get a good night's sleep because he had a big day planned, which I don't believe that. I think that he was like, you know what? I haven't been touched in a long time. I've had a few drinks. She's not going to touch me. I'm going to go back to the house and call somebody else. Call somebody else.
Well, she likes to tweet, has a different thought of what's happening. I'm not going to read it, but live crews get to read it. And she's not the only one that thinks that because.
He could do that there. He could do that there.
Dita says he wanted to do it in peace. And Jasmine was like, oh, wow. I didn't think of that. Like,
he's going to go home. He's going to go home by himself. Be like, look down. You can scream if you want to. Ain't nobody coming.
He was going to go play that case. Touch me, tease me. That's all it was.
He's going to light some candles. Going to make it nice.
And as a matter of fact, I'm leaving the dog with you. Let her harass me. I need my peace. I get it. But the next day, when he goes and picks up Madison, right, and they're in the car driving, he says driving after drinking was his choice to make. And it just, to me, he came off as a teenage kid in that moment, right? Mm. I'm upset with Alan because he made me agree with Madison. Because you're a married person. You have to think for two, not just for yourself anymore. Now, granted, I get it. She's treating you like you're single. But.
Yeah. Okay. So here's I thought about this. I don't know how much he drank to say that he shouldn't have been driving. I don't know what his tolerance level is. Mm-hmm. I have a pretty high tolerance. I get where Alan's coming from. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a little hypocritical for Madison to say, you got to think like a married person, when Madison decided to go out and not even say she's not coming back home. And did all that. It almost seems like when Madison does things, it's okay because it's Madison. When she bounced on him on his birthday.
Yes.
And bounced on him, didn't even say where she was going, didn't text him nothing. I guess we'll just see about the house when I get there. It's okay when Madison does it. But the fact that Alan did it, it was wrong. So I agree with Alan on this one.
J-Ro says Madison doesn't care about him, so I know he must have drunk a lot. How am I going to explain to producers that I let you drive? It's going to be on my conscience. Why would you do that to me? That's a great point, because he doesn't know. How many times have you been drunk and gotten behind the wheel? And don't answer that question on this live. But how many times have you...
In my younger days, I've made some bad decisions.
We all made bad decisions. We call, hey, how'd you park last night? Perfect. How'd you park? Perfect. Yeah, we were effed up. Yeah. Irresponsible. And that's how bad we were when we were young. The good thing is that nowadays there's Uber and Lyft because you don't get into a taxi back then, right? But you might not get your car when you get back. But it's to me, I thought she made a great point about that. Now, granted, it didn't come from the right person. But it was a great point. You can't just think about yourself when you get married. What I do like is that Alan does realize he's making all these changes for Madison.
Yeah.
Just so she can think about liking him.
Yeah.
And it's like we watched the light bulb go off, like, ding.
Yeah. I've been working out. Mm-hmm. I can't wear the broccoli underwear like I like to wear. I got to watch my mouth and my jokes. Uh-huh. I got to do this. Now I can't, you know, have two beers and drive my Jaguar. All these things for her, but what is she doing for him?
Is it two beers or two more beers? Because there's a big difference.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't know. But regardless, I think he's realizing that what is he getting out of this? And yeah. Is there anything that she finds attractive about him?
Which is something that he asked when they sat down with Dr. Pepper, right? Because he puts it on the table. Like, yo, what up? What up, though? As they say in Detroit.
I love this part. I love this because he said that I'm trying to be myself and I'm making some of these changes for Madison, but I have to ask, is there anything that she does find attractive about me? And then Dr. Pepper's like, Madison, what do you think about that? And I love her answer. She says, well, you know, I told you, like, I appreciate his effort and he's thoughtful, which, and I'm like, this doesn't answer the question whatsoever. And I like how Alan interrupts and he says, hey, that's all great. You know, I'm nice. That didn't get the engine going.
Yeah.
What do you find attractive about me? And she says, I don't know. That's a tough question to ask. Well, she just answered it. Yeah. Doesn't find anything.
That's like when you say, you know, you're in this great relationship. You're like, oh, man, this is great. You know, boo, I love you. She goes, thank you. Get up. Get out. It's over.
Madison, right now. Madison reminded me, my mom back in the day would always try to hook me up with people. In my 20s and 30s, she'd tell me, I met a girl. And I'm like, great. What does she look like? She's a Christian. She's saved. She's in the choir. What does she look like? She has a good job. She wants kids. What does she look like? She can cook. She's close with her family. Like all these things that have nothing to do with attraction. So that's what Madison reminded me of when she did that.
Oh, boy. And you just can't wait. Now you start making bets with yourself. Let's see, how does she really look?
Oh, no, I won't even do it. I'm like, nope, nope, sorry. I'm not driving down to San Antonio from Austin for a what if. Nope.
Oh, my God. Nikki B, thank you for the donation. Says, Madison is a lush with an alcoholic mom. Really, y'all.
Wow. Dang, Nikki B.
You know, and that's harsh. But to be fair in what she's saying is that because Madison had the party girl toast. Madison was out hanging. Always, and she even says it, I'm the first one to go for the shots. Right?
Yeah.
So is it because she's been around enough people and they never really got as deep into her the parental issue, but you kind of figured it was somewhere, something somewhere in her family where there was an alcohol. Was it a mom? Was it somebody else? Was it an accident that happened? Something along the line, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, because when Madison starts talking, I tune out again too. So that's part of it. I'm sorry. It's just, yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't know this one, but kind of says Madison's like Virginia from the Atlanta season. Yes. Yes. Except Virginia actually kind of liked the guy. She showed some affection at some point. That's the season. That was the Chris and Paige season. You didn't watch it, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I didn't watch that. But even if you're the kind of drunk party girl, you tend to have a drunk makeout sesh. Mm-hmm. It's like Madison can take shots and be tipsy. And as soon as she looks at Alan, all of a sudden she sobers up. Mm-hmm. Her BAC goes right back to zero.
It's like, oh, Alan. IMO says, Alan's an angry drunk, though. They always get mad when everyone is having fun.
No, it's because you're not getting any affection from your wife.
Well, that will piss anybody off.
Yes. Sober or not, I can have a cup of coffee and be like, damn it.
I can understand not getting attention from somebody you like. But your wife?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And Chocolate Soda, you know what? You're absolutely right on this. Madison does like to move the goalposts. Yes, she does. She definitely does.
Fair.
Hey, do us a favor. Appreciate everybody in the live chat right now. Live crew, replay gang, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. We is here, brother. M.M. and Ike. Right back here again.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I thought, this M.M. is the first one of these two that we see. And I'm so mad. I almost stopped watching the show at that moment. Like, why did you try to call that man? What is wrong? Why?
Because that's somebody her husband.
It. Oh, boy.
That's her husband. Stop. My husband. Stop. That's why. You got to call your husband.
Stop.
If I get married, that's the one thing I'll be like, no, you call me Terrell. You don't. You don't do that. Where's my husband?
You know what? I'm going to speak to your officiant so that as soon as y'all say I do,
I now pronounce you husband. And why?
At least you know exactly what I'm going to do. And as much as that ticked me off, nothing ticked me off more than when Ike met with Pastor Cal, man. Because Ike's explanation was so stupid as to what's wrong. He's upset that M.M. asked him, was it 2-3 days in to shower with her? And then a week later, as they're leaving out of the honeymoon, she suggests they move in together. And I, who does that?
See, she didn't ask him to move in together. She's just saying, hey, so after this is over, are you going to move into my place? Because obviously her place is probably better. But she's like, are you going to move into my place? But these are questions that you would ask. You would ask these questions all, you know, in this process. And I'm the one every new season, people give me a hard time. So I'm like, well, why don't they just start hooking up? Mm-hmm. They're married. So your wife asks you to jump in the shower with her.
Yeah.
And?
You know what? And I really started to think about this. Because he talked about the fact that I'm not a piece of meat. She tried to touch me. She tried to have sex with me. I didn't want to have sex. And then we hear this part of she wanted me to shower with her. And then she suggests we move in together. And first of all, I'm going, and the problem is, sir.
She touched me in my no-no place, Pastor Cal.
Pastor Cal said she's not Catholic. Leave her alone. It's okay. But to be fair, the fact is, I wonder if he is thinking maybe she's a free spirit. Is something in his mind that goes, well, if she's doing that with you, you know she's done it with other people before. Is that what's playing his head? What's playing his head? Like, does she do this quickly with everybody else? Is he missing the chase? Is that he feels like he's not getting to chase her?
No, that can't be it at all. I'm sorry. Because here's the deal. Who cares who she hooks up with? Like, honestly, I mean, if I'm dating somebody and, you know, she's not hooked up with I'm assuming she's hooked up with other people. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to meet them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see them. Like in college, you didn't hook up with this person because you knew 3 or 4 people who already did. So you don't do it. In this case, who cares? Mm-hmm. But it is your wife. What has he been doing with women that he's been reading his bullshit poetry to? That is not his wife.
Right.
Yeah. Do they get to touch his no-no place and it's okay? I'm going to call it no-no place when I'm referring to Ike because she keeps touching me. He touched me.
Apparently, man, because then he says M.M. makes him feel small. Well, we know because you pointed it out when you were going to show her your apartment before you even saw hers. You knew what was up, right? Then he lies and says he never disrespected M.M. And that's when Pastor Cal turned into Pastor Troy, as you like to call him.
I loved that when he was like, okay, so you never disrespected her. Did you call her an asshole? When you act like an asshole, that's what you get called. That whole thing, I was like, get out of here. Get out of here with that.
That and the fact that you're sitting with Pastor Cal. It's not like Pastor Troy. There's a difference, right? This is Pastor Cal.
Yeah.
And you're still cursing the whole time, right? I'm just like, come on, man. But again, Pastor Cal did kind of tick me off too, though, because he suggested that they try again, even if just for resolution. Pastor Cal, you're sat directly across from that man child and couldn't tell that there's no resolving anything with him?
Well, I think that what Pastor Cal was referring to with resolution, you just don't walk out and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what any relationship should be. That's not what any marriage should be. It's fine if y'all sit down and you have a conversation like adults and realize this is not working out. Mm-hmm. Great. But you just don't walk out like that and end it the way he's doing it. Act like a thief in the night and pack your bags and leave. I don't think that's the right way to do it. So I do respect that. Mm-hmm. But I think that Pastor Cal can pick up on Ike's mess because he said, yes, Pastor. And Pastor Cal said, no, don't gaslight me and don't check out. And I said, this is the toughest Pastor Cal I've ever seen. Uh-huh. Yes.
I like that, though. I like that Pastor Cal, because, you know, Ike feels, it comes off as if Ike feels like he can pull the wool over everyone's eyes. Like, I'm such a great wordsmith, I can get it past anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and we next see MM meeting with Dr. Pia. And I'll be honest, this is when my wife got upset, because first MM says she thinks that Ike isn't ready for marriage, right? And then Dr. Pia asked the question we all want to know. Why do you still want to see him? And I hated her response.
Because that's my husband. She said she thinks there's a chance he may not realize his behavior may be a defense mechanism for him. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Okay, and you should still be gone. Like, I really want M to leave him. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. Now, here's where, I don't know if this ticked you off, but I think this might tick your wife off, but it pissed me off. When Dr. Pia asked where she thinks that she's accountable for things taking a turn, and M thinks it was at the housewarming when she was asking questions, his answers are sometimes fluff. And at some point, Dr. Pia says that that you get a little spicy, and almost as if like she's the problem. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, Dr. Pia, have you not been watching all this? M has been doing everything she can to be good to this dude. And to all of a sudden make it seem like this is her fault pissed me off.
It pissed me off. It pissed you off. It pissed my wife off. Because here's the thing. Because she said my husband a little bit earlier, right? And then Dr. Pia says, yeah, because if you're saying my man, she goes, well, my husband. Because I say my husband because that's a fact. And that's when Dr. Pia took that as spicy. No. Here's what I took out of her saying that. I say my husband because it's a fact that we are married. When you say my man, there's a feeling of, hey, we in this, right? Because that's what the my man meme came from, and that saying came from, right? In that sense, then my husband is, it's a fact, but it seems more, I don't know. I thought she was trying to make an excuse for Ike in this moment, Dr. Pia was, and calling MM a little spicy there.
I agree. I think she was trying to say, hey, this is where she's at fault for this. Mm-hmm. And M is not responsible or at fault for this man calling her aggressive and calling her an asshole.
Right.
And then blindsiding her with the no place touching.
There you go. You're still right there.
Oh, every time I talk about Ike, I'm going to talk about his no place.
And see, there are a lot of people here saying the same thing. Materialistic saying Dr. Pia was all kinds of wrong here. Celerio 8 says, yeah, that was weird. Dr. Pia calling her spicy. Yeah, it's. Hey, Nikki B might be taking it a little too far. Pia got to go. Come on, man. We finally got somebody who's not afraid to call everybody. Yeah. Pastor Cal finally decided to call somebody to the carpet. But Dr. Pia has been doing it since she was just a guest on the show.
She's great. I don't want her to leave. I just disagree with what that happened right there. Yeah. Not saying that I want her off the show. God, no, I don't, because she's one of the best.
Come on, Ike, stop.
I disagree.
try to get out yourself one little thing. We got to go. Well, they had this meeting, right? The meeting is Dr. Pia, Pastor Cal, MM, and Ike. But before we even get to the meeting, you get that little first-person confessional. And did you notice that I couldn't even say that he was wrong? He's like, and you know, anytime I was wrong, it was because it was just a reaction to something that she did.
Right.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not going to hold it. He's not at fault. He's done no wrong.
That joke, I apologize. I'm sorry if you think I did something to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
That's how he apologized.
I'm sorry you feel hurt. By me speaking my truth.
I'm sorry you can't see exactly what I was saying, so you feel like you're hurting. Jesus. Even the difference in energy when they walked in. Because MM walks in, there's just there's, you know, balloons floating in the air. They're hugs given. Yes.
Confidence. She walks in and owns a room because that's just who she is. Mm-hmm. Ike walked in like a teenager coming in for an intervention. That's what it looked like. How are you doing? Fine.
He looked like Spike Lee after the next game.
His whole body language was just...
just mad.
I'm only here so I don't get fined. Like, he doesn't even want to be there.
Even when they ask, how you doing? Fine. Dr. Pia looked like she was like, I will. Like, she, you can see almost a bite her lip at this. But then they ask, where does this begin? And again, the housewarming thing comes up again because MM brings it up, says, when that's when Ike called her aggressive, then said, the unwanted sexual advances. That's the first time she heard it was when Dr. Pepper met with him. She's like, I've never heard this before. Mm. Surprising?
Well, it is surprising because I think that M has taken offense a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she got called aggressive, she kept bringing that up, wouldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. And then when he brought up the whole touching in the no-no place with Dr. Pia, she was upset. She keeps talking about it with everybody, but it's because she didn't hear any of this before. Mm-hmm. So I think that's their problem, is that they're not really talking to each other about how they feel. They're reacting to each other, and then it just blows up. And then they start talking to other people about it and still not having a conversation with each other, which I think when you do that, and one of my favorite saying is, when you do that, you're not really getting clarity. You create a whole lifetime movie in your own head of what's going on.
Yeah.
And both of them have their own movies in their head, but they're watching two different movies.
They really are, because, you know, he says he's trying to protect the sanctity of the relationship. Dr. Pia calls him out because he didn't share any of this with MM. And then finally, Pastor Kyle has a moment and is like, I know what it is. And Dr. Pia's like, I see it too. And then sure enough, he goes, you know, Ike, your art, MM, your science. And MM's like, I am science. and that they need to learn each other's communication style and meet somewhere in the middle.
And that made total sense to me because I'm all about logic and reasoning.
Yeah.
I can't deal with the artsy stuff and all the, this is why I don't like Carla, because I can't get into those kind of people.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. I like logic, reasoning, and they're very different, which is fine, but they both have to recognize when you're dealing with somebody like that, there's ways you got to come at them. Mm-hmm. You can't come at them and say, I've known you for 30 years. I know you're more creative and artsy. I don't come at you with logic and reasoning all the time because it ain't going to work. And you're just going to be an ass to me if I try.
Well, yeah, of course. Why not? And, you know, it's funny you should say that because Gemini Dreams, thank you very much for the super chat. And this is perfect. My granddad used to say, nobody can make you feel stupid. You have to already feel that way. Because, you know, that whole thing of she makes you feel small. She makes
me. Yeah. Make me feel snaggy.
I'm sorry. I can't with this dude, man. I'm serious, man. Like,
voice. That's
how I hear him speaking. I can't with this dude. He's nuts. Oh, but what do you think of Pastor Cal's advice about them trying to take it slow? Because, you know, it's the wrong thing, right?
Well, it is. I loved his advice because he said that when people try to slow things down and control the pace of this experiment, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And so for Ike to say, hey, day two on the honeymoon, she's asking me to take a shower. Mm-hmm. You know, day four, we got to be living together. She wants to have sex. Mm-hmm. This is an accelerated deal when you get married. You can't get married at first sight and then really start acting like strangers.
Right.
And then say over time, we're going to get to know each other. This is why I've always said, what do I always say about the wedding night?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep together.
Yeah.
You're married.
You always do. Yeah.
How many people have you slept with that have never asked you to marry them?
Mm-hmm.
This person married you sight unseen. Sleep with them. Why not? You know, but you got 8 weeks, right, to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah.
So go all in and go for it instead of this, well, we've only known each other a week. Maybe I'll hold her hand and then 2 weeks from now, maybe I'll touch her shoulders if she lets me. I don't know.
It's nuts, man. And I really hated it's like Newbie Mahogany said, why the experts try to keep this toxic relationship together? I don't know. And it's maybe because
ratings. The
producers said, hey, your job today is to go in there and get them to try some more. Because Kaden says, I question, did the experts watch past videos before these recent meetings? It doesn't appear so. If they had, it would be evident EKG is the only issue here, not MM. Agree or disagree here?
No. I will say he is a problem.
Right.
Big problem. Mm-hmm. But M has to understand that you can't just keep coming at people. Mm-hmm. Like the song say, asking all them questions. You can't keep coming at somebody if you know that they're not ready to speak at it. And it sounds like from Ike's end, she does it at any opportunity. Instead of like recognizing, hey, he looks like he's had a long day. This might not be the best time to bring this up. We can wait till tomorrow.
Well, you know what? As somebody who, once you tick me off and I know I can press your buttons, will continue to press them, I'm right there on the M side.
Petty.
I'm right there with you, baby girl. Because you know what? That man pissed you off. You press them damn buttons. You can't press them no more. You keep pressing those buttons. That's what you do. You kidding me? No.
And another thing.
Hard. You press
and
them
another
hard.
Thing.
That's what you do. Because here's the thing. I hate that Dr. Pia asked them if they would give another chance, right? And here's how bad this is. Because MM says, well, I could commit to that. You know, here's mm-hmm. what we do this. And he's like, well, you know, him and the and whatever the hell he said. I don't know. Stop listening.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she sees more through my eyes and understands me more. Like asking how my day is. I thought you didn't like questions. So now you want questions?
So maybe she phrased it differently. So your day was, it's not really a question. It's just a fill in the blank. Hi, my name is Ike and my day was.
Yeah. Maybe she should get artsy for him. Let's do charades.
Happy?
First word.
Sad.
One syllable.
Yeah, get artsy. That might work. Then Dr. Pierce goes a step further. I'm like, oh, come on, stop. Suggest they move back in together. Now, why would you want this woman to get back in this abusive relationship with this man? Right? Why?
Yeah.
And MM, again, swallows her pride and asks that jackass to move back in.
Another damn question. You see? You see what she keeps doing?
Touche. You know what? M, you're wrong.
You asked another question. Yeah, another question. He's done. Just from now on, statements. I would like for you to move in with me again. I would like to touch your no-no place Friday at 8. Will you be available? Oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a question. Take that back.
I hope you're available.
Backspace. Yo, I came across this Reddit thread, right? It said, I think I figured out the MM Ikiche situation. And it's interesting what was said in this. I'll just paraphrase a little bit of this because person I see a lot of adults who grew up in very abusive homes where a follow-up question was a parent's way of taunting slash ridiculing the child or seeking out reasons to blame or punish a child when a mistake has been made or the child is told a white lie to get out of trouble, right? So you keep asking questions. And you ever, as a kid, knew you were telling a lie and your mom knew you were lying, so she just kept asking you over and 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 over until you finally went, damn it, okay.
Just hit me. Just whoop me.
You just get tired of answering and lying like, Jesus, this is why I can't go to jail. My bad. I'm talking about my childhood. My bad. This person say that that's what he has a lot of wounding around being asked those follow-up questions, right? On the other hand, MM is a very curious person. Also, as her mask started to slip in last week's episode, she can see that once she's been hurt by someone, she can get passive-aggressive with them. She did that. The questions he's talking about is not the how is your day. To be fair, what he's talking about is when she's like, well, is that what you think you're doing? Giving your all? Are you in the game? Are you
she had every right.
warming up?
She had every right.
Do you have your uniform on?
At the picnic, she had every right to be that petty. I would have been passive aggressive. Fine. Oh, Because he wasn't answering anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he won't return the calls. He won't talk. So what is she supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I totally agree. You know, interesting thing, because somebody in that Reddit thread said Ekiche is most likely seeing someone else. Just my thought. You think so?
I don't know. He could be, but to me, it's apparent that he does not like her. He's not attracted to her. He's not interested in her. So regardless of who he might be seeing, he has no interest, which, again, to the experts, why force this? He has zero interest.
None. He and Michelle have the exact same interest in each other's partners. Zero. Negative. And to which somebody replied to that, said, I cannot imagine what crustacean would tolerate his repugnant attitude, but probably right. It's just that he doesn't like her.
That's a good comparison, because David was asking Michelle a lot of questions and she didn't like it. M was asking Ike a lot of questions. Maybe that should be the couple swap right there. That way David and M can just talk each other to death and ask all these questions, and Ike and Michelle won't say anything.
Yeah. Just sit there. They sure won't. Hey, Butterfly 4724 says, why does MM like him? I'm still trying to understand that. Because she's always... And is that what he sees? Does he feel like she would have married... He said this. She'd marry anybody who showed up. Well, that's what the whole process is. But he's feeling something different.
Here's what I think it is. And I think there are people possibly in this chat that can relate to this. M seems to be the type of person that says, I got married. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it my all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do everything it takes before it fails. That way, at least say I tried everything. Mm-hmm. How many of us know people that have been in bad marriages, cheated on, abused, and they keep staying and they keep going back? And you're quitting. Why would you stay? Well, they're trying to say, you know what? I'm giving it my all. I'm going to try everything, get therapy, counseling. Mm-hmm. And they stick around for years, or they just wait till the kids graduate and then they get the divorce at that point.
Right.
But I think that M is just trying to say, I'm giving this my all. I'm going to try my best. That way no one can say I didn't try. Mm-hmm. I think that's where her mindset is.
You think so? I mean, it's possible. It's, oh God, so bad. Let's get a couple of these before we get out of here, because Nikki B says, who showers with a stranger? Who moves in with a stranger? Probably someone who marries a stranger.
I would. Well, it depends. I mean, I wouldn't say she was a stranger. This was, you know, my 20s, but I knew her like an hour.
Was that the shower or the moving part?
Never moved in, but the shower part, I mean, that was faster than, that's faster than these weddings and honeymoons. So.
I didn't watch the whole after party, did you?
No.
I watched just a little piece, and then I was like, yeah, I'm good. But Happy Gardner says, on the after party, he admitted he felt small based on how she treated other people and felt she would treat him that way. She never actually said anything to his ass.
Mm. So it was all in his head?
Yes.
It was all in his head.
Just like it was in his head when they were going to see each other's apartments.
Yeah.
Because he probably said, what side of town you on? And she said, she was like, God, dog it.
Yeah.
I can't even afford to drive down that street. That's why he kept trying to set up the whole, my apartment's not that nice, not as nice as yours. He hadn't seen hers yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, Tanya says, I so hope that Ike is watching two men talk about how he navigated this whole thing, and he gives a reflection on how he showed up, because this is not women talking about him. These are two strong men. And a lot of that is right, except the part about Ike watching us and actually taking any of that. He's not good at taking it.
He would not take any of that. As I said, I'd love to have him on and interview him. We've been connecting. We connected with someone that's on the show right now, one of the cast members. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see if we can get that person on for an interview after the reunion's over. Mm-hmm. I would love to get you on to hear your side of it. I just don't think he's the type of guy that would do it. By the behavior I've seen that he's doing with millions of people, what's he going to do with the 500 people that are on this live? Mm-hmm. How's he going to handle that? I don't think he would.
Maya and Casey said, I did marry a stranger. You know what? There's a story there. That might be a random conversation we have to have.
Yeah, we might have to bring you on to gmail.com. Do tell.
Yes. We might need to hear the story. It'll be a good one. It'll be a good one. By the way, Sly A was keeping track of the things that you were saying. I don't know if you noticed that. But
adding to the list.
And I caught some of those. Yeah, it said added to the list and kept the list going. 55, don't call Terrell husband. Number 57, artsy stuff. To which Happy Gardner says, hey, you're going to have to publish your list. I like that we keep this list going. This long list.
I'm curious. We might revamp that at another time. Be like, what's it at now? Please tell me what I like.
We know where it's at. It's 57 right now. We know exactly where it is. And last thing before we get out of here, Bodine says, Terrell, come on up to the Shy. We'll do a ribeye tour.
I'm down for that.
So here's my question. You like the ribeyes or the filet?
It depends. I like a good ribeye. Mm. Sometimes I like a good New York strip. Mm. Filets are good, but I don't get too excited about filets.
Where was I the other night? I went to a steakhouse and somebody said, this is probably the best one. This one here. I said, okay, we'll see. And I took my first bite into that filet. I was like, oh, okay. We're in business here. Let's talk about that.
It's good, but sometimes a bone-in ribeye, mm-hmm. It's much better.
Yeah. See, look, Pax Banter says filet. Jay Seso says ribeye. Happy Gardner says bone-in ribeye. Yeah. Nubian Mahogany says ribeye.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So working on having our next random conversation, we had our first one with Michael from season 17, but our next random conversation with somebody who was actually, I think, very instrumental in what happened with us along the way as well, right? And we definitely appreciate that and what they did. So we're looking to have Auntie on and, you know, just have a conversation, not an interview, just a conversation, you know?
Auntie from Auntie's Advice, for those that follow. If you don't, follow her. Mm. She's hilarious. Her takes on some of these shows and what she had to say about Ike is just awesome. But we are looking forward to having her on the show with us, be able to talk, and we can personally thank her for some things that she's done for us. But it'd be great to just hear some of the banter, you know, but also hear some of the questions you guys might have for Auntie, too.
Right. Yeah. So get those questions ready. So do us a favor. Hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you will know once we lock in. If we can do it Saturday, we'll put that thumbnail up so you'll be able to go, oh, there it is. Let me lock in that time. Hit the remind me and we'll be ready to go because looking forward to having some fun with Auntie this hopefully Saturday. So it was going to be Sunday, but Yanni didn't have his calendar set. I'm sorry. By the way, I just want to point this out real quick because I see this going here. Materialist says filet. Jiki says ribeye. Melanie says ribeye. Sonal's going to another level. Like, hey, the hell with y'all. I'm going Wagyu.
Yeah. Just Nick, don't bring high vibes. She's going to bring out the plastic fork and knife on the Wagyu steak.
But at least you know they're clean, you hope. Nikki V says, I'm a roundaway filet girl. Cheryl says, ribeye bone in. I like the people like, no, I want the bone in. Because, you know, it's very specific, right? It's like, if you say, do you want this or you know, I want the porterhouse. Why? Because you get the filet on one side and, you know. Yeah, so I get it. I like that. By the way, YG Hall says, when you go for that tour, I'm in Chicago. I'm inviting myself on the tour. Toya says Wagyu as well. Yeah, it's a lot. This is going to be dope. So, and definitely looking forward to the show with Auntie. It's going to be great, like Pax Banger says. So looking forward to it. Do us a favor. Say it one more time. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Come along. Join the conversation, whether you're on the live crew or part of the replay gang. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.